Chris Thiele is coming to the Virginia Arts Festival this Friday. It's a solo evening of music with Chris Thiele, and I'm so excited to have him on the line with me. Chris, welcome to WHRO.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk about the concert on Friday. What are we going to hear when we come to the pavilion?
Well, I have a Bach project that, let's see, when did it come out? Later last year. And I really, really love putting Bach in unexpected contexts. I think that sometimes when we encounter music by, you know, this person that many of us consider to be the greatest musician of all time, sometimes I think we put our serious ears on and kind of like sit up a little taller in our chairs and get a little bit tense and, you know, like almost the way that we, you know, don't quite settle into the improving book because we're just like, no, I'm just trying to learn. I'm just trying to get smarter. I'm trying to, whatever it is, you know, instead of like just transport me away from, you know, this and that thing that I'm worried about, like, you know, the way that music has been used for ages as a balm or as a mode of transcendence. And to put yourself in that position where you are bringing everything that certainly I as the performer could possibly want. Like the idea that I get to play any music in front of any audience is just, I mean, what an absurd privilege. And yes, Bach is going to be a part of it. So is a lot of other things. And my job, I think, as the person sort of constructing this set list is you never know which one you're going to get. And so you're always just listening as yourself. That's the kind of environment I love to take a concert in myself. And so the kind of environment I'm trying to construct for y'all.
Well, and I think Bach is very transferable, don't you? I've heard it on so many different instruments. It's not boxed in.
Yeah. So to speak.
Nice so to one. Speak.
No, it is. It is. You're absolutely right. And he himself played really fast and loose with what instruments would play, what material. He would repurpose things at the drop of a hat, depending on some noted instrumentalist who was coming through, take something that he'd written for flute and you know, put it on a violin or whatever it was. So yeah, the fact that I'm playing this on the mandolin instead of a violin, so the Bach I'm going to be playing is some selections from the solo violin music, which is, you know, just these monuments of composition for an allegedly monophonic instrument, meaning like an instrument that's known for playing one line as opposed to multiple lines at the same time, the way that a pianist can, for instance. Whereas, you know, we think of a violin in particular as being something that's very lyrical, like da 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 da, but not doing like that line and another line at the same time. Whereas Bach loved to experiment with getting monophonic instruments to at least give the impression of polyphony, line against line. And so that music is just tremendous. And getting to do it on the mandolin instantly draws something new out of it. But at the same time, I think it gives me license to take other liberties. I'm already taking a fairly massive liberty just playing it on an instrument that wasn't written for. And then these scores are not terribly marked up compared to if you look at something written by a composer in the 20th century, you know, if you look at a score by Bartok or, you know, more recently, someone like Thomas Addis or something like that. These scores often, a great deal of the music making is on the page for you already, and you're realizing the composer's intent. And Bach, comparatively, it's just those notes. But how exactly you deliver them is largely left up to you in a way that I find really engaging. But it is interesting how much you're engaged as a creator when you play Bach. It is closer to, like, you know, just playing a jazz lead sheet than you know, a Mahler symphony is.
Speaking of feeling like a creator, you're also going to be doing some improvisation in this performance on Friday. Playing the Bach partitas, does that kind of influence where your improvisation goes in a concert like this? Or,
you know, for all that I talk about, you know, wanting to recontextualize Bach as just music as opposed to just serious music, it does. I mean, it is incredibly elevated. It's it's as good as we can do as human beings, you know. I'll be playing the D minor chaconne as part of the set list, and getting into it with like a piece that I wrote, and then getting out of it with something totally different. And the thing that I get out of it into that has a great deal of improv involved. And so having just played the D minor chaconne, which so many musicians consider to be one of the absolute pinnacles of human musical achievement, you know, it will absolutely raise the stakes for an improviser, you know. And when you think of the chaconne, also is quite improvisatory itself. It's almost like you're getting to commune with Bach's improv mind. And so, yeah, you want to bring your A game. you want to not just be wiggling your fingers up there. You know, you want to be doing this in the service of humanity and in the name of us coming together and having a moment together.
You've done so much improvising. It is so much a part of who you are and what you do. Was there ever a point where there was kind of an intimidating vulnerability about improvising in front of a live audience?
As someone who grew up improvising, it is far more intimidating or vulnerability inducing to play music that's written down as opposed to improvising, because then there's the possibility of doing it wrong. Where with improvising, you know, the famous, like when you're talking about improv comedy, there's the famous directive of yes and. You never refute something that a fellow improviser says. It's simply true. It's gospel. And you have to give yourself that same, you have to extend yourself that same respect and privilege. Like, no, anything that you play is correct. When you're improvising, that's how it goes. That's how the piece goes when you're improvising. So no, it strikes me as being the ultimate freedom, you know, like when you're a little kid and you get a snow day. That's how improvising feels. Is it's just, whoa, I get to do whatever I want right now. Amazing.
Oh, I love that feeling. I had a professor who said composition is really just improvising very, very slowly.
That's exactly it. It's and conversely, you know, improvising is composition at a breakneck pace. But you don't have time to question yourself. That's the big difference. You just let it flow.
Absolutely. Well, we're close to the end of our time together. So before I say goodbye to you, I always like to ask this question. Do you have any last words for us to encourage folks to go from listening here today to coming to Friday's concert?
Oh, sure. My wife and I always talk about this. There's life is bearing down on all of us right now. I mean, I you know, just conversations with my friends and the people that I meet, you know, during this life that I spend kind of touring around. I see how everybody, we're all experiencing, you know, a great deal right now. And so it can feel really hard to get out of the house, you know, with what we know we have to get done tomorrow. And so getting out of the house tonight can feel like, not just like a lot, it can feel almost irresponsible. But every time my wife and I get to the show and experience this night of sort of communion with our fellow human beings, we leave so energized. And then that next day goes better. And the stuff we have to do feels more meaningful, or more manageable at least. And so, yeah, we have this little adage. It's like our family adage, which is just go to the freaking show. That's our adage. Like, if there's a question of going to the show or not going to the show, just go to the freaking show and you're going to feel better about everything afterwards. It's kind of like working out. So you never really want to work out either, but afterwards you feel so good. And in our little family, that's my wife and I look at each other when we're humming and hawing, like, should we just, no, just go to the freaking show. Don't question it. Just go.
Well, it is a solo evening of music with Chris Thiele this Friday at the Virginia Arts Festival. And Chris, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure is mine. Can't wait to see y'all.